great sinners in need of a great Savior. And oh, what a great Savior we have. We are here because of Him. Bless our time together. It is in His name we pray. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Go back and do a little review before we look at the narrative this morning. One of my favorite people in the Scriptures, Acts chapter 4, verse 36. When Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, Levi in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And we know from these two verses, Joseph was given a new name by the apostles, Barnabas. They gave him this new name for a reason. Barnabas was a great encourager. He was a Jew, a Levite, born of the priestly tribe. He was from Cyprus. If you go north, about 250, 300 miles, head left, in the Mediterranean, is the island of Cyprus. We also know that Barnabas was very generous. He had some land. There were some needs in the church. He sold the land and brought the money and gave it to the disciples. And it would be distributed accordingly. Let's turn to Acts chapter 9. After Saul's conversion, chapter 9, verse 26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They had good reason to be afraid of him because this was a man who was trying to destroy and annihilate the church. And they did not believe that he was a disciple. And they had good reason to believe that Saul was not a disciple because of what he had done. Verse 27, but Barnabas, the Levite, Cyprus was called Joseph, now Barnabas, took him and brought him to the apostles. Barnabas was not afraid of Saul. Why was Barnabas not afraid of Saul? Because Barnabas knew what the Lord had done in that man's life. He took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him. The Lord had spoken to Saul, and how Saul had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with him at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he, Saul, spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. So we find out here that Barnabas was not afraid of Saul. I think we can also see that Barnabas stood by Paul.